Gimel and an Aleph. Mishnah had said earlier that there was a violation, a prohibition, Layocha Azova Mazova, the Hergal Aveira, Yud Aleph and Aleph. Says the Gemara on Yud Gimel and Aleph as follows. Iborlu Nida Maosh Atishan and Bala Hu Hi Bevigdo Vahu Bevigdo. Or Rav Yosef Toshma Ha'of Ole Magvina Ala Shulchan Vena Necho Dibre Beshamay. Interesting comparison between, I mean, you and I would think is a little bit bizarre. But okay, there's a question of comparisons of Hergal Aveira, the different kinds of Aveiras, right? One that we understand is a serious Aveira, Nida, one is, you know, Of and Gvina. So the Gemara makes a comparison between these two. Rashi explains it. Shatishan and Bala, Bemita Kagon, Shehut Tomei, Deleka Lemechav Shubtara, Obezman Hazeh, Shein Botara, Michashina the Hergal Avera, Odilma Kema Dika Hekera, Mitkir Tikiri, because they're wearing their clothes. Ala Shulchan, Shaoch Alalav Mutta, Dahaniach Bosarov, Eslak Vina, the Kasavi Beit Shamim, Pasarov, Pachalav Avdar, Rais, Okasvina, Inonech Lima, Besilom, Shrana the Osir. Moses is Osir. Same with Osir to have cheese and meat in the same table. Osir to have a man and his wife in the same bed, even if they're wearing clothes. Moses says, no, it's no right. Shani Hosam the Leka Deos. Rashi. Shnei Bnei Adam Shizkus Yaskiru Zezetz. What about one person? Who are the Nami Rats the Shnuye? The Leka Shinui Lekeira. There's no Shinui in that case. Miu Dadifi Noka Dafila Deos Leka. There's no Shinui, there's no Deos, there's no nothing. Hokanami Mistarba de Hekadika Shneas Shani, the Katoni Seifa. Rash Bagomer Shneach Sinoim Okhlamal Shulchanekat Ochal Bisar Zechal Gvina. Vyein Choshin. Okay, says Gemara of Lavit Marlah. Lo Shana Shein Makirin Zezeh. Av Makirin Zezeh Asur. And Hachan Makirin Zezeh. Hope the man knows his wife. Yeah, I hope so. Gemara says Hachi Hashta. Hasam Deos Ika Shinu Leka. Hacha Ika Deos Vika Shinu. Rashi explains. Isha Baal Nama Makirin Zezeh. Shem the Asur. Shinu Leka. Shochlin Bederach Achila. Ika Shinu is an amazing Rashi. She'ain derech lishin ela b'kiru b'osa d'chsiv sher k'susa v'nosa Oma ma'a she'er z'kiru b'osa Shem oma i'ev she'el ani elahi b'vigdo v'ayin v'hu b'vigdo yotzi v'yiten k'suba. Quotes a Gemara naf k'suba staf memches. Not going into that Gemara right now, but on a simple level, that Gemara is referring to B'shas Tashmish, but Rashi seems to expand it to the Torah about the other times as well. Okay, I'm just mentioning it to you in passing. Fine, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, so it's Ika Deus and Ika Shinui, so therefore there's room to be somewhat lenient. More suggesting that when it comes to Nida. Fine. And the proof is, it works Basa B'chalav. Good. Okay, says the Gemara as follows. The wide lines. Also a whole discussion. And it says an interesting concept. Third wide line, Ela Horam lo ochal ve'enav lo nosal gilul beis yisroh v'leish tre'el lo timeh ishe di lo yikrof makash ishe nida le'esh esre'el. Unusual kind of a hekesh poskani cheskel ma'esh esre'el hu bevigdo v'hi bevigdo aser. This I think everyone understands. Af ishe nida hu bevigdo hi bevigdo is aser shmamina. Turns out that it's Aser. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, the Pesach is clear, it's Aser. What's the impact on the Halacha with respect to Basa B'chalav? Okay, Bama now it's Aser. So what would you say about Basa B'chalav? Let's take a look. So you have in the back, I assume the Mordechai? Yes, everyone has in the back? Let's see the Mordechai, what he says. As you know, the Mordechai comes in two installments. There's the Mordechai, and then there's the Hagos Mordechai. They both go sort of daf al daf. Okay? And you have to look twice. If you want to see what the Mordechai has to say in any particular issue, you have to look in both places. Let's take a look in the first Hagos Mordechai. Tof Nun Beis quotes our Gemara. Achinami Basar, it says Tof Nun Beis. The Basar Gvina came and the Tanya that feel the halos of Basar al Gvina al Shulchan Asr, Kolshkein the Asr Ochlo, Kitzo Shaldavak, Shen Makirin Zeze, Afilu below Shinui is Mutter, Ukshemakirin. Afilo ayde shinoi asurim al shulchan echad. Okay, so the Agos Morach said, but I would have said on my own, since the Gemara is over here when it comes to nida, a shinoi won't work here too, and he gives examples. Shinoi al shulchan acher, a shinoi won't work. Afkav dama hachi hash the hosn gabi achsonoy makirin says said they are seeker shini leka have a mash with a filo hekel the makirin says said mutar de shini who didn't gabi nido baila ahi di chuya bi alma chalomar may hachal otim should last the nido baila de shini dika le mitchi av lefi a maskana de pashtinon ta filo bedeos for shini asvinon by a husband and wife nido dika le mei mochen ame bachila de shini katsarti Rav Yo, and then he quotes the Chachmin Arvona, the Yidakeni Peshulchan Shal Baila. Okay, the Yarkse Besech, a whole story. Fine. And all right, this is how you would say, correct? Everyone with me so far? Did anyone here ever learn Yerudea Chelik Aleph? Hilchos Bosam B'Cholof? Who here learned that ever? You have smicha already.
Right.
So he has to know it. He, I can ask him a question. He's a rabbi.
I plead ignorance.
Okay. So what does it say? No, does it say like the Mordechai against this one?
I didn't see the Mordechai inside here. I couldn't find it.
Tough nun beis. What?
I thought against.
Against. I'm a fairish against. Din meforesh in yoredeis and mepeches. You have a hecker. It works. It's really 2 days in Tosfos in Chul and Afkuf Zayin and Mepeches. Because the other Gemara talks about Tfisa Achas. It's a big machlokus to what it means. The first Dantos says it's only us of Tfisa Achas if there's no hecker. If there is a hecker, something separation, it's permissible. And they give an example. Tfisa Achas means the same thing in Mesechta Avodah Zarah Dafnun. Okay? But the second Dantos is a whole different shot. No. The second Dantos, Tfisa Achas means from one expense account. But from two different expense accounts, then it's mutter. They're not going to touch, reach into each other's plates, etc. Fine. So Tosfos explains, and the Rosh the same thing. According to the second shop, there's no Mokim in Talmud Bavli, Chul Kuf Zayin Mebeis, to be Matir, any Heker, Lechem, Kankan, you know, this kind of thing that they have. No Heker, there's no source for it. Now there's no source for it. You're looking at Gos Mordechai, Tof Nun Beis. You can't find it. Tof Nun Beis. I told you, this is not Mordechai and Hagos Mordechai.
Oh, okay.
You have to look in the Hagos Mordechai.
Oh, okay,
so no problem. Say, that's where it is.
Okay,
that's what I'll tell you, help you find.
Thank you so much.
So what I read before was from Tov Nun Beis, and there it comes out, L'chumra, because after all, the Maskanas of Gemara is that it's us in the exact same case as Usser. A case of what, Rabbo? Say, a case of what? A case of Nido Baila, Huba Bigdo, Huba Bigdo, it's considered to be a Shinui, and with a dais, the whole 9 yards, and it's Usser anyway. So by the same tongue, it should be also over here. That's exactly what Agos Mordechai Tof Nun Beis says. Black on white. Checkmate, that's it, it's over. It's not a mechaber now, it's against the second day in Tosfos. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. And Shabbos, Afyud Gimel, Gewalt. Okay, that's just Agos Mordechai. As I said before, we're looking at the Mordechai itself. Okay, now we'll see the Mordechai itself. Take a look. Back an hour daf. Reish Lamed Ches. Quotes over here, Sefer HaMitzvah, Sefer HaTrumah, Osir, Lebal, Lechol, Al HaShulchan, Sheishto, Nidash, Ocheles, Elim, Kain, Yesh Shinui, O Yosem, Kika Lechem, O Kankan, Ben Kora Shalom, Le Kora Shalom, Al Zaker. To Maisel, Talmud, Amil, Sidi Rashbag, Perkol, HaBosor, Ochlin Shneach, Sinom, Al Shulchan, Echad, Zeh, Bosa, Zeh, Gvina, Vis, Allah, Fine. So you have to have a shinui. So the shinui works. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's against the Gemara. Masa Shina doesn't work. Just read it. Everyone with me so far? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch follows the plain Mordechai, Reish Lamed Ches. But that God's Mordechai with Tof Nun Beis seems to be more persuasive. Should be Aser. So the Vilna Gaon comments on this in his commentary on the Oradea. If you look, if you ma'ayin in the sugya, you'll see, no, the Shulchan Aruch is right. Let's read the next line of the sugya, and we'll analyze it with the Ramban, and we'll see where it's coming from. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas. Om Rabbi Pedas, lo os retora la kurva shal gili arayas bulvat, shenemar, ish ish shal kol sher besoro, lo sikavu legalas erva. Shut. What does it mean? What's the Rabbi Pedas? Rashi. Upliga de Rabbi Yosef, the poshet midrasha, the high craw, l'isr, Rabbi Pedas. Rabbi Pedas says it's permissible. What's permissible? What does it mean? What's it all about? So Rabbi Pedas is saying that when it says Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, it's a pasuk in Chumash, and it's also a pasuk in Yecheskel. But Isha Nida Lo Yikrav, same Shoresh. What does it mean? What do the words mean? So until now, he thought it meant don't become close. Rabbi Pedas says no. It's a euphemism. Kirva means kurva shalgili arayis. Lo sikrvu, and what's the next two words? Ligalos erva, it's tainohaf, the same thing. Oh. So this is a big dispute, as you may have learned, between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam is in the Chassis Rabbi, it's also in Sefer Mitzvahs. Lo sasei shin nun gimel, where the Rambam has one of his famous dinim. But the Rambam says, he's hirono mikiruv liachas mikol elu arayat hafila belobia chibuk nishuk, things of this nature. Lo sikavu legalo serva, and he quotes Chazal in the Sifra. Ein li alo legalos. Menan shlo yikrav tamiloma isha benedet estumusa lo sikrav. Okay, so it applies to the isha of kirva. Kirva. So what is it concluded in the category of kirva? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurabia, that means chibuk v'nishuk b'derech chibuk v'kiru v'bia, whatever you want to, that's what it means. Ad kan, the Rambam sheet. Says the Ramban, it's absolutely not true. It's just wrong. It's true to Rambam quote the Sifra. However, it's only an asmachta. It's an asmachta. It's not true. What's the source? Shabbos, you'd give them an aleph. What does Gemara say? Who pleaded Rav Pedas? What did Pedas say? Lo osra Torah ela kriva shalagili erva bilvad shalagili bilvad shenemar lo sikavu legalos erva. What does that mean? It's not a separate laugh. It's kriva shalagili erva bilvad. That's what it means. So why didn't we ask a kasha answer a ptos from our sifra? There it is. It's only asmachta. It's an asmachta. Many asmachas in the sifra. Okay? And the word kirva means be a mamish. What's this raya? Interesting raya. Very nice. I came near a girl. I didn't find a basulim. What does that mean? I came near her. Well, you have a came with your ultrasound or something? You came nearer. Obviously, the kravel that means beer, okay? Or possibly in Yeshaya. Well, ekravel anavia v'atar v'tel et ben. Where came near a girl and she had a baby. Whoa, what does that mean? So we know what it means. Says the Ramban. Or hayu nechonim v'shlosh shomim al tikshu alisha. Obviously, it's only in Easter. It doesn't mean don't go near her. It means beer because of poletus. So later on in Shabbos, I'll pay vav. Okay. Fine. You'll say that others argued Rav Pedas. No. He says, Da. Ein machlokos Rav Pedas v'chavera b'zeh. Aval ha-mamer hoya al shelosan benida im uteres lishka v'embarla b'mita achas hi b'bigdi o b'hi b'bigdo. Okay? That's the shayla. there are two problems with this. Number one is Kreva Vechimim per se. And number two, Yeshbaza Od, Chashash Bia. Came Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said, I'm Rav Yosef, it's also Mishum Chashash Bia, just as Of and Gavina is also. Rabbi said, there's no history of Kirva with Of and Gavina. No sick of all the Of and Gavina. So he says it's an Isser, a Xeradic Isser. Okay? And they're going back and forth as far as that's concerned. Yes, no, or maybe so. And when the Gemara says at the end, Upligad Rav Pedas, the issue is as follows. I'm going to read you how the Ramban explains. Gemara is quoting a Pasuk in Yecheskel, comparing Ishis Ish with Nida. Kloma, Sheyadava Yadua, Sheba Ishis Re'eu, Osu Lasos Kain. You can't be involved with Huba Vigdol, Huba Vigdol. Why is that so? Why is that so? Look, listen to the words. Shafilu ha'istaklus ba'asur v'kola erva v'akosav mazir mimena harachek mi'olecha da'kecha v'altikar v'alpesach besa shafilu b'lo yichud she'en an bo an atoli de'avera mino'u ha'ksuvim mizeh. It's an intrinsic prohibition. The guy, let's say, has no koach gavro. The guy, I don't know what he no ever has ocher of it. Nothing. There's no possibility of beer, or there's no yichud. The beer is not. It's out of the question. It's still us. It's still us. Okay. Kain afanidiv arayas shalishar asur shalisher asuros legame mitam akreva vafilu lo yavol de yisur bia mishum shino yvideos. V'alzeru pleaded Rabbi Pedas, shusovish ein aser barayas shall share the begili arva. V'imkain lauk shul eishesish shakol modim ba shu aser sharei shlomo tzavach kain. A remarkable Ramban. What the Ramban is saying over here is the machlokas Rabbi Pedas and those who came before. What lo sikavu means bia, Rabbi Pedas, or lo sikavu means any kind of closeness. This is all irrespective of any possible gzeira you come to the avera. Oh, ad kan the Ramban. Getting back to our Mordechai and the Gra. I told you Simen Peches. I think it's the cotton base in Yoredei. It says so the Hagos Mordechai said, of course you can't have basav and oaf. Excuse me, basav and gvina. With a shinoi, the same as you can't, the shinoi doesn't work for the ish v'ishto. The answer is no. We paskin that the ish v'ishto is prohibited not because of a chashash bia, because it's an intrinsic prohibition. Whether it's the raisa, whether it's the rabbonan, not going into that right now. That's why it's awesome. But as far as the Shema Yavol de Avera Mamish, we paskin that the Heker Shinu Yendeus is effective. Here of art turns all Gemara upside down. That goes Mordechai. I said, you see from here that the bottom line is that it's Asur when it comes to Ishvi Ishta Nida, so to its Asur with Gavina Vechala, with Vasa Vegavina. He says, no, the Isser of the Gemara at the end is an Isser of. Not Shema Yavol Debiya. No, it's just an independent violation of the Sikrov. Just closeness is a prohibition. That's why it's awesome. Nothing to do with Basa and Gvina. Okay, so it's not much fakir. You look at the Goy, you'll see this interpretation. So this is quite a remarkable interpretation. But I want to make an interesting comment over here. It's Chazer again. So the Ramban is going to claim. Not only did Rabbi Pedas agree with this, right? And others hold it's an Iser Doraisa. He says, no. No one else holds it's an Iser Doraisa. Rabbi Pedas holds snapshot in the Pesukim, and those who disagree don't. Kulam ein lam medesh hazev lo sikul the gala serva. They bring a Pesukim Yecheskel. That's not a real din. It's not a din, not a lav Doraisa. Rav Pedas, the Osra Torah, says it's mutar mamish. So we paskin that presumably it would be Osir midrabbanan as an intrinsic prohibition, but not because of Shemiyolo Avera Mamash. That's why it's mentioned by Basar Gavina. Fine. But I wanted to make one comment in this discussion of the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, they quote this pasuk in Yecheskel. The Ramban amplifies. It says like this. Hadav yadua shebeishes re'eu osir ulasos kein. How does he know? How does he yadua? Shafilu ha'istaklis ba'osir. Even to look, not just to look in a gazing fashion, to look at a woman who is an eshes ish is prohibited. And so too is kol ha'erva. Eshes ish is kol b'isha erva. Quotes the Gemara brachas af chav dalet. So therefore, this is something which is a clear prohibition. No one ever doubted it. For sure, 100%. Now I want to answer the following question. What's the halacha of histaklus v'ishtonita? Anybody married here? You'll have to learn halacha one day. What's the halacha of histaklus v'ishtonita? Anyone know? Look again. Histaklus v'ishtonita is permissible. That's okay. So before Shadin, it's permissible. We're not afraid to do an aver because it's pas pesala. We're not going to all the details. It was yichud is permissible. Permissible. The juxtaposition of the Ramban, histaklus ba osur as a davar pasha because eishes ish, right? But ishtonit is mutter, leads me to believe that the very next phrase, the kol erva, the kol of an eishes ish, is erva, but that would not apply to ishtonita. The same as histaklus would not apply. I'm saying it's for a reason. The Pisket Shuvah has a suffix in Siman Kuf Sadeh and Yorodei, which is unresolved. And I'm suggesting from this Ramban that it would appear that it would be permissible. I'm not saying it 100%, but it's certainly possible that it's permissible. Only the serious things that the Gemara puts it over here, and if you'd give them an aleph, that is a Elisha Nidalo Yikrav. Yikrav means things of this nature, right? That's how the Gemara says it. That's prohibited, okay? But kol sounds like it'd be permitted the same as the stockless. Cain is really an interesting raya, which I don't know if anyone brought before. Fine. Atkan Rabosai, this remarkable interpretation of the sugya. But now, in the remaining time, something which is in a sense even more remarkable. The Ramban says, amazing story. If you saw the daf, this is such a frightening part of the daf, frightening Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Tana de Belio, Maisa b'Talmud Echa, big Talmud Chacham, and he died young. And she kept the wife came to the Beis Medrash, and this is Elio Navi speaking. He came and said, Biti, fourth line in the Gemara Beis. We made it Nidusech Mahu Etzach Amola Chas V'Shalom Afilu Betz B'Ktan Elo Nogabi. Bimeli bunayich ma'o etzlech. Oh, what's the bunayich? Zokt Rashi. Kon zava shesoferes shivinikiyim mishaposka. Tzricha lios labeshes levonim. Lebdika. Shemetir v'tis of sfirasa. What's it in that? Yeah, ochel imi, mishosa imi, v'yoshni v'bikirabosa. V'lo also daito al dover acher. Amarti lo boruch hamokim sharogo. Shlo nosa ponim l'toro. Shirem l'toro v'lisha v'nirus t'mosla yikto sikrav. Whee! Incredible. Some say the story is, no, it wasn't Bekir Bosa Mamish. It was Bemita Chodo or even Sina Mafsik. Either way, it had an untimely end. What's happening over here? Zog Taisus. Lo Mishim Shishlachal Ben Nidus Ladiba. Can't be. Hare Ben Nidus such a Tavah B'mayim. Elio knew that was the Maisa. Oh. Rach Rashi explained. There's a certain harchokas. You pass with your left hand. That's the meili libuna. No difference. I mean, the time is a chiddush nifla. Hayu regilim litbol shtei tefilos. Achas a sov shiva liriyasa shitor medaraisa b'ach tefila. V'yachas a sov yamei libun. After the shiva nekim are up. The kachay make it also ish. The time at chokam had something to base himself on. Medaraisa she was a complete tahora. Oh, that's the pshat. Otherwise, it makes no sense. It's Tamanachat, Konahar, Korahabe, Shonaharbe, Shimishmicharbe. How can it be? Terah says he assumed that once she went to the mikvah, they only made an Isser of Bia, not an Isser of anything else. That's what he, that's the mistake that this Talmud Chacham made. He paid with his life. Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban here. This is a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but it's also in the Chiddushim Ramban right over here in Masechet Shabbos. Should look there. Okay. What happened over here? He says it was over and into the rice. V'mhoya over Balav in HaTorah. Hoya Omer Baruch HaMokom Sharogo Sha'ar Al Divrei Torah. What did it say in the Gemara? Shlo nasa ponim l'torah. Psach sprach. Shlo nasa ponim l'torah. What that means? He means it's the Rabbonin. How do you know? You learned Daf Yomi? Brachas? No? Come on. Give me a test. 60 blat. Dirshu. Come on. Where's the expression? That's right. You got it right. Daf Chof. Lo esa ponim l'Yisrael. Ayis tevachal levasavat levarachta. Hey, dichter galatz, because that's like a beitzer. The nosim ponim, they make chumis to rabbanon. This fellow was ktsas kirev boschi b'kvenishuch, right? And it's still, it's only what masal ponim torah. It's a din de rabbanon. That's the Ramban's raya that this is only a din de rabbanon. To me, this seems to be a big problem. A big problem. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, that the Ramban here in our daf, who says exactly the same thing, but he adds something. He adds that Tosus is correct. The Talmud, he said, the Shimish Taminacham, it could be an Amoritz Gomer, must be that she went to the mikveh already after 7 days. It was again later on, I think after 12 days or something like that. So maybe that's why it's the Rabbana, because she already went to the mikveh. But maybe the Negiya would be a Daraisa. That's my kash against the Ramban. I wish someone could come up with it. I think somebody asked that kasha somewhere. I'm not sure what the answer is. But the problem, of course, is Rashi. Rashi does not seem to be learning like Tosis. Rashi seems to be saying that there's a fundamental distinction between Yemei Libuna and Yemei Nidusa, even in the absence of a Tvila in between. Now, that's a simple pshat. It's a simple pshat. Simple pshat. Now, there is a Ramban in the beginning of the Bali HaNefesh. Oh. Okay, after a certain Archokas, he quotes the same Gemara, Shabbos Yud Gimel, quotes the whole Sugga of this Talmud, etc. What does it mean? What's the Yom HaMachorna mean? Pirish Yemei HaSfira. So what does that mean? So you can't, you have to be so careful how you eat the Mishnah of Fereshes. Zava Mazava. Okay? That goes to a whole discussion of Basa B'Cholof, etc. And then he says, the Rach says, whatever leniencies there are, certain leniencies that she can do, it's be made libun, not be made nidusa. Wow. Where'd he get it from? Maybe he got it from a Toras Kohanim. Tumaso, the rabbo, zovim, vizovas, nidus, violas. Enle, le, be made chumron. He made kulon, minayin. Tell them the whole Tumaso. Mashon, the mehocha, the ika, he made kulon, the be ziva. My newly may libun. Amad the Mekilinan Butfe Mime Hariya. That's amazing. She didn't go to the mikvah. Is he quotes around the Ravid and Taurus Khan is the same thing? Is it's wrong? We'll have Milsi. This is in small print. He said it later on. Ma Milsi. The king of Izov and Ibi Oledis Mayame Kulu Mashkachaslu. No. It's a shver of art. No difference. Chumados lekuli to come make me libun tvei me may nida osel zelzula bo tvei vein roar lasses came. But apparently there is such a sheet. Not only that, but even in Shulchan Aruch it's quoted a little bit. Not going into all the details right now because we're out of time. Just give you a maram mokum and you can look it up yourself. This can be found in Hilchos Nida in Kuf Tzadi Hey. Kuf Tzadi Hey. Shach Sivkotten Yud Zayin. for those who look on the tour, you know, the fancy tour with the on the footnotes in the bottom, you'll see there's a Rav Yod, there's a Ravan. I have no time to just tell you this over here. There are more rights than amazing din. Yesh omim de'en lahach mi b'elibuna v'inyan iser achili ma b'kara. V'chein noag and lochel b'zeh v'yesh lahach v'pilei ploy. We don't go to the mikvah twice. What's going on over here? What's it all about? How can it be? We already saw it in Reish Lamed Ches. Did we not? Maybe not. Take a look at that Mordechai we saw in Reish Lamed Ches, but look on the bottom. We look on top. We'll finish with this. We saw Reish Lamed Ches on top. On the bottom is what they call the Shulta Giborim. Oz Dalet. Kosav the Rav Yo, Acha Yemei Libun Lek Ahergal Aver V'Tovu Shiochol Ima Shetisrat Halitpo Im Yichol Litpo. Oh, that means Acha Yemei Libun. Acha Yemei Libun means 7 days are up. She just hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. She probably hates his guts and all the things that went on the last week or two. So in order to be mafias, she has to take her out on the date. Okay, that's afterwards, but during this Yemei Libun. Is matter Yom Shvi after Libum, right? Kadesh Tisrat Zalitbo has no hergal avera in Lachos Shem Yavol Yom Shvi. Came she to Velas Lerev. Even that's a svara kalusha. Okay, but those who are eating the whole Yemei Libun, they made a cherem against it. Okay, but there are others who are obviously mekel after 7 days. She's not going to mikvah yet. Why? Keva de motzel emitpa lo shavik et tera v'yochel yisura. That's the head that she's going to mikvah any night she wants. Yeah. So I think that those who are making Yemei Libun have the same svar. I'll end with this. Since she already stopped her bleeding and she's already started the count, and in almost all cases when she's already starting the count, she's going to have 7 clean days. You know, the cleaners will continue. So in his mind, it's just, why is she doing avera today? Wait a few more days. That's the svar for those who have that minhag of the Ramah. As we said before. Good.